Today's reading begins in Matthew chapter 15, verse 29. Matthew 15, verse 29. Jesus went on from there and walked beside the Sea of Galilee, and he went up on the mountain and sat down there. And great crowds came to him, bringing with them the lame, the blind, the crippled, the mute, and many others, and they put them at his feet, and he healed them, so that the crowd wondered when they saw the mute speaking, the crippled healthy, the lame walking, and the blind seeing, and they glorified the God of Israel. Then Jesus called his disciples to him and said, I have compassion on the crowd because they have been with me now 3 days and have nothing to eat, and I am unwilling to send them away hungry, lest they faint on the way. And the disciples said to him, Where are we to get enough bread in such a desolate place to feed so great a crowd? And Jesus said to them, How many loaves do you have? They said, 7. And a few small fish. And directing the crowds to sit down on the ground, he took the 7 loaves and the fish, and having given thanks, he broke them and gave them to the disciples, and the disciples gave them to the crowds. And they all ate and were satisfied, and they took up 7 baskets full of the broken pieces left over. Those who ate were 4,000 men besides women and children. And after sending away the crowds, he got into the boat and went to the region of Magadan. And the Pharisees and the Sadducees came and to test him. They asked him to show them a sign from heaven, and he said to them, When it is evening, you say, It will be fair weather, for the sky is red. And the morning, It will be stormy today, for the sky is red and threatening. You know how to interpret the appearance of the sky, but you cannot interpret the signs of the times. An evil and adulterous generation seeks for a sign, but no sign will be given to it except the sign of Jonah. So he left them and departed. When the disciples reached the other side, they had forgotten to bring any bread. Jesus said to them, Watch and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. And they began discussing it amongst themselves, saying, We brought no bread. But Jesus, aware of this, said, O you of little faith, why are you discussing among yourselves the fact that you have no bread? Do you not yet perceive? Do you not remember the 5 loaves for the 5,000, and how many baskets you gathered? Or the 7 loaves for the 4,000, and how many baskets you gathered? How is it that you fail to understand that I did not speak about bread? Beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Then they understood that he did not tell them to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the teaching of the Pharisees and Sadducees. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, Who do people say that the Son of Man is? And they said, Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, But who do you say that I am? Simon Peter replied, You are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus answered him, Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ. From that time Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. And Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, Far be it from you, Lord. This shall never happen to you. But he turned and said to Peter, Get behind me, Satan. You are a hindrance to me, for you are not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. I'm sure that you recognized some of what we were reading today from Wednesday night readings, so they should be fresh in your mind. But where we started in chapter 15, verse 29, Jesus has left Tyre and Sidon, returns to Galilee. And there were many that were brought to him that were lame, blind, crippled, mute. They needed healing. And wherever Jesus went, he brought physical as well as spiritual restoration to those that would open their eyes and open their ears. We have another instance in verse 32 in which he feeds a large crowd of people miraculously, and then he moves on to the region of Magadan. And it is here that the Pharisees and the Sadducees, looking for an opportunity to test him, asked for a sign. He's already done many signs. The fame of those signs has gone throughout the region so that people are bringing these people that need to be healed. But here the Pharisees and the Sadducees have joined forces because they don't approve of him and they want to destroy him. And he calls them evil and adulterous. It is after this that he tells his disciples to beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees. Of course, they were thinking about bread, but here Jesus is not talking about bread. He's talking about their teaching, and it takes a moment for that to sink in for them. Afterward, he arrives in the district of Caesarea Philippi, and he has a discussion with his disciples about who people say that he is. And the reply is that some people say that he's John the Baptist. Some people say that he's Elijah, Jeremiah, one of the prophets. And he asks, "Who do you say that I am?" And Peter makes a good confession. "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." That is a confession from Peter that he believes that Jesus is the promised Messiah. And of course, Jesus commends this confession and makes the statement that based on that type of faith, the kingdom of heaven will be opened. But in order to teach them about the beginning of the kingdom, he also has to tell them that he's going to suffer and die. And Peter doesn't react well to this. He tries to rebuke the Lord, which he never should have done based on his confession. But Peter tends to be a little bit brash at times, and so he does try to rebuke the Lord, and the Lord rebukes him and says, "Get behind me, Satan. You're a hindrance to me. You're not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man." And we likewise do something similar at times. We get distracted by the things of this world, and it makes us see spiritual things in the wrong light. We need to be very careful about our spiritual vision and where we are truly placing our emphasis. That concludes our reading today. Thank you for listening, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.